You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There are many Americans who don't know what Juneteenth is. And if you're one of those people, Dulce Sloan is here to explain it in her new segment, Dulcein.
Juneteenth, the day we celebrate slavery officially ending in America. Or if you're Gone with the Wind fan, the day of mourning. Now you might be thinking, the end of slavery. So this is about the Emancipation Proclamation. Nope. The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863 didn't end slavery. Slavery didn't even end when the Civil War was over in 1865. In reality, it took 2 months after the Civil War ended for the Union Army to get into all the slave states and free the slaves. When it came to giving out freedom, white people ran on CP time. But on June 19, 1865, a Union general named Gordon Granger occupied Texas, the last slave state, and declared all of its slaves free. He's an American hero. And he looks like the barista at my coffee shop.
I'm gonna have to thank him next time I order a macchiato.
And freeing the slaves in Texas was especially important because although Texas was the last state to be emancipated, it had a ton of slaves. It was blacker than a family reunion in Wakanda. That's because during the war, a lot of slave owners shipped their slaves to Texas for safekeeping, knowing the Union troops couldn't reach that far. They were basically treating Texas like the couch cushions you hide your weed in when the cops come.
Officer, I didn't know. I got this couch on Craigslist. It came with the weed.
Of course, even though we celebrate Juneteenth as the end of slavery, it took many more months and a military occupation to actually enforce it. Because it's one thing to tell people they can't have slaves. It's another thing to go door to door like, hey, you paying these guys? Because if not, this better be a big-ass sleepover. And all this still didn't free slaves in Union territories. That didn't happen until the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, that's right. There were Union states with slaves. Imagine, living in New Jersey and being a slave? That's one human rights violation on top of another.
Either way, black people in Texas recognized June 19th as the day they were liberated. They organized the first celebration of Juneteenth, then over time it spread as black people migrated. And today it's celebrated by black folks around the country.
Juneteenth celebrations have evolved and become a real way to pay homage to those who came before us.
It is a representation of our freedom where we can all come together on one street, close down the city to represent the culture.
You see, that's why Juneteenth is my favorite Independence Day. It goes Juneteenth, Independence Day with Will Smith, then the 4th of July.
I'm not a fan of fireworks. Sounds like someone's doing a drive-by on the sky.
So if you ask me, we should make Juneteenth a national holiday because everybody should celebrate the end of slavery, the beginning of freedom for black people, and the long march toward America's founding ideals. Also, we get the day off. I don't want to be stuck in an office in June. Kevin keeps heating up fish in the microwave because he's a pescatarian, and then he keeps cooking all these eggs.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.